We've all had friends who work themselves into a sweat trying not to conform, trying not to be normal. One of my friends in my pre-Catholic days regularly outdid the most extravagant efforts of the most pretentious bohemians. I won't go into details, but suffice it to say that her nonconformity involved multiple piercings, odd hair colors, lots of black clothing, and the very imprudent use of peacock feathers. Don't ask. When I would gently prod her about the extremes of her attention-seeking public theater, she would defend herself by saying something like, "I hate those little 100% cotton suburban robots and their Mary Kay face paint and their stupid little lives. I can't be them." I never failed to point out that despite her protest to the contrary, she spent a great deal of time letting those suburban robots master her life. They controlled her by example, an anti-example perhaps, but she looked to them nonetheless for instruction on how not to live, and therefore gave them total control over how she actually lived. They were, for her, idols to both worship and destroy. This is the problem that Jesus tackles. Don't call anyone on earth your master or teacher, and don't be called master or teacher. This isn't about titles of respect, honorifics. It's about who you will look to for instruction, who you will follow, who you will obey, and it's about how others will come to follow you, how others will come to obey you. You will look to the Christ for instruction. You will follow and obey Jesus. And if you will lead, you will serve. Not dominate, not control, but serve. Those who put themselves on altars, or allow themselves to be put there by their followers, always find themselves eating dirt in the end. Why? Idols are caricatures, bad imitations, and worse examples. The Psalms tell us that those who make idols and worship them end up just like them, with eyes that cannot see, noses that cannot breathe, hearts that do not beat. And since it is the job of an idol to fall, idol worshippers end up in the dirt with their God. Whether our idols are religious leaders, politicians, Hollywood stars, athletes, or the people we hate to love, they will fall, they will fail, and we along with them. If you would lead, you will serve, and you will do so in humility, in the full knowledge that everything you have, everything you are, is a gift from the Father to you, for you, to give to others for His glory. We are given our lives by the Father through His only begotten Son. As John says in the Epistle, in this is love. The gift of our very existence is an act of love. Not that we have loved, not that we have done anything to merit this gift of existence, but that He loved us, but that He willed that we exist, that He loved us into this life, and gave us each gifts of service so that His love is brought to perfection in us. Lead us by serving us. Teach us in word and deed. Show us the humility that the gifts of God require for their perfection in you. Love us because the Father is love, and loved us on a cross to His only Son's death. Make no idols to self-sufficiency, or secular power, or professional achievement, or athletic prowess, or intellectual ability. Make no idols to poetic genius, or scientific invention, or musical virtuosity, or artistic skill, or technical know-how. Do not make idols of the Father's gifts. Rather, perfect those gifts in service. Call no one and no thing master or teacher, but Christ. And do not be called master or teacher, but servant, well gifted by the Father, fully humbled, and worked into a sweat ready to serve.